Shalom to all! Today's office Vachem Daf Mem Beis, and we're starting Mem Aleph Mem Beis by the second to last line with the word Mesve, and today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sarabas, Yaakov Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, in the middle of a Sugya, Rav Meir holds that if one has Machshav of Pigol during either the Kaimetz or Levain of a Mincha, it's Pigol. And there's two ways of understanding this. Either that's because Mefaglin Bechati Matir, that even though the Matir of the Mincha is both the Levain and the Kaimetz, and he only had Machshav of Pigol by one of them, it's not a problem. We could be Mefagel by a part Matir, wouldn't have to have the whole thing. Or the other way of understanding is, as he's doing the avoidus, he does it based off of the beginning, the way that he started out. And since he started out with Machshav of Pigol, even though the continuation wasn't with an act of Machshav of Pigol, we say that it still is considered like he's Aldas Rishayna, and that's why it's Pigol. And that's actually how Rish Lakish explains Rav Meir. And he tried bringing a proof from our Mishnah, but it was knocked down. And now we're going to try to disprove Rish Lakish. Basically, we have a question. A Brisa tells as follows: when was it said? Meaning, when was it said by one matana, he could be Mefagel the carbon? That's Bedom Hanitana al Mizbech Chitzon, only when the blood applications are done on the outside mizbech with a regular carbon, whereas membeis amar alpha on top. Aval dom hanitan al mizbech apnimi, dom of chatas apnimi, which is what we've been discussing, that's applied on the inner mizbech inside the heichal. Kigon, for example, and here we're going to list a number of them: arbaim v'shalosh shel yom kippurim, 43 blood applications of Yom Kippur. Now, the reason we're saying that there's 43 is because there's a par and sa'ir that are both brought inside the avodas adam, and there's three or maybe even four different stages. The first one is inside the kodesh kedoshim towards the aroin. Each one of them has eight. Then the second one is in the heichal, done towards the pareiches. That's also another eight for each one of them, so that's a total of 32. Then the blood was mixed together and applied to the four corners and seven times to the top of the mizbeach, so 32 plus 11, that's a total of 43 for the kibbutz of Yom Kippur. V'charasar shel par kohen mashiach, and 11 par kohen mashiach, v'charasar shel par halam dar shel tzibur, and 11 par halam dar shel tzibur. And here's the main focus of the b'raisa: pigel bein b'rishayinu bein b'shniyah bein b'shlishis, if he had a machshava of a pigel, whether by the first one, meaning by the first set, or by the second set, or by the third set, Ramer says pigol, and one would be chayv karis for eating from it. Whereas the chomer and the chomer say ain't by karis. There's no karis ad shifaga b'chala matir until he has machshav of pigol by the entire matir, and he didn't have it by the entire matir. It was only by one of the sections of matnas dam, but not by all of them. Now, k'tani mia, at the end of the day, what do we learn? Pigol bein b'rishayna bein b'shniyah bein b'shlishes. That if he had machshav of pigol either by the first matnas dam in the kodesh kedoshim, or by the second one, which is towards the pareches, or by the third one, which is on the mizbech apnimi, and upalig, he argues, meaning Rav Meir says that it is pigol, and so we clearly see that Rav Meir holds that even if he only had a machshav of pigol by the second one, let's say, that still is pigol. That's clearly not like Rish Lakish, who holds in Shitas Rav Meir, they ain't mefaglin b'chatzi matir. And you definitely can't say this because of the reason of Kol Oisa al Das Rishayna Oisa, because Das Rishayna, by the first set of Matna Hizdam, was nothing. He had no machshava. It was only by the second set. So this is clearly not like Rish Lakish. So we have an attempted answer. Amar Yitzchak Ravin, Hacham Iskin, what are we talking about over here? Kigon she pigel b'shchita. It's where he was mefaglit by shchita. The chad matir hu, that's just one matir. That's not a chatzi matir. That's one matir, meaning that's a whole matir. Now let's pause to explain this because it's not as simple as it sounds. There's a din with Yom Kippur Avodah that if the blood spilled in the middle, a new carbon is shechted, and the Avodah continues from the beginning of the stage of when it happened. So let's say, for example, it spilled after the first set in the middle of the second. After the shechita of the new animal, the Avodah begins at the beginning of the second. If it spilled after the second in the middle of the third, so after the shechita of the new animal, the Avodah continues at the beginning of the third. So the Gemara is suggesting right now is that the shechita of the second or third animal was done with Machshavas Pigol, not the Avodah's Hadam, but the shechita was done with Machshavas Pigol. And that is Mefagel the carbon, because that's a full matir, because the first carbon's blood was done perfectly fine. That was the first set done in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and then the second carbon's blood as well was done perfectly fine. It came after Machshav of Pigol during the Shechita, but the blood itself was fine, so it's not considered a Chatzi Matir. That's really so. My time with Rabbanon. So what's the reason of Rabbanon that they say that it's not considered Pigol? If his Machshav of Pigol was by the Shechita, and that's its own thing by itself, so why would the Rabbanon say that it's not Pigol? So Amarava, he answers, Man Chachamim, Rebbe Lezer, he. Who are the Chachamim? It's Rebbe Lezer. According to some, it's Rebbe Lazar. It's not the general Chachamim, it's specifically referring to Rebbe Lezer. That now we have Mishnah says, HaKaimetz V'Alvayin of HaKtayres, the Kaimetz of Mincha, or Levayin of Mincha, or HaKtayres in the Beis HaMikdash, U'Minchas Kaihan, U'Minchas Kain Mashiach, U'Minchas Nusachim, all these Minachas that we just mentioned are completely burned. Shehikrav Me'achas Mehen Kezayas Bachotz, if from one of them a Kezayas was brought outside the Beis HaMikdash, Chayiv, he's Chayiv for that, because that's called Ha'ala Bachotz, bringing something outside the Beis HaMikdash, which is Aser, whereas Reb Lezer patters him, Ad Sheyakrav is Kulon, until he brings the entire thing. It's not sufficient just to bring a Kezayas of the whole thing outside, it has to be the whole thing was brought outside the Beis HaMikdash, only then he's Chayiv. And so that's why the Rabbanon, whom now we're saying is Rebbe Lezer, argues with Rav Meir, because he holds that just part of an Avodah, even if it's his own Avodah, such as Shechita, there isn't two parts to the Shechita. It's only one thing, as opposed to Avodah Saddam, which has multiple parts to it. It doesn't make a difference. Since it's part of the entire process of bringing the carbon, he has to have Machshavas Pigol throughout the whole thing. And so, if it's no question, ask Gemara, how could you say this? Vama Rava, Rava said, Umayde Rebbe Lezer b'damim, the Rebbe Lezer agrees by damim. What does this mean? Did not we've mentioned it says, Rebbe Lezer b'shimin Aymrim, Rebbe Lezer b'shimin argue Tanakama, and they say, Mimakam Shapasak, Misham Hu Maschil, that from a place where he stopped, that's where he starts from. This in regards to what we had mentioned before, that let's say during the Avodas Adam of the Kabbarnas of Yom Kippur, the blood spilled, so when we shecht a new animal, we had said, and this is the Tanakama's opinion, that he has to restart from the beginning of the section that he was in the middle of. So if it is spilled in the middle of the second section, in the middle of the second set of Hazois, he starts from the beginning of the second set. However, what we just quoted is the Reb Elazar says that no, the very place that he stopped, that the blood spilled, that's where he's going to start from again. So let's say he was in the second set and he had done three Hazois and it spilled afterwards. So he's just going to pick up right there, and the first Hazois that he does with the blood of the new animal that was shechted is going to be considered the fourth Hazois. What do we see from here? That each Hazois, each spritz, or each application of blood is considered its own individual Avoida. So you can't say that the Rabbanan of this Brayis is Reb Elazar, who holds you have to have Machshavas Pigel throughout the entire thing, including the Shechita. He actually holds the opposite, that each part of the Avoida, including the Avoida Sadam, each spritz, each thing, is considered its own Avoida, and Machshava Pigel by one of them should technically passel the whole thing. Therefore, we have a totally different answer, understanding this Brayis. So Elam Rava, rather Rava says as follows. What does the Brayis mean when it says that Pigel Bein Barishayna Bein Bashniya Bein Bashlishes, Kigon, She Pigel Barishayna, he had a Machshavas Pigel by the first set of Dam, Vishasak Bashniya, and he was quiet, which means he had no Machshava at all by the second one, and Vachazar Pigel Bashlishes, and he once again had a Machshava Pigel by the third one, and this is like Rish Lakish's understanding of Meir. They call Isa Al Das Rishayna Hu Isa, and his Das Rishayna was a Pigel Machshava, and the Chiddush is Ma'udotim, you might have thought, Isa Gadaitach Al Das Rishayna Hu Isa, Rashi adds that word in, that if you really think it's Al Das Rishayna Hu Isa, then Mahadir Pigul Bashlishes Lomeli, why did he go back and have Machshava's Pigel by the third set of Vaitz Adam and not have anything by the second one? It must be that it's not Al Das Rishayna Hu Isa, because the middle one was blank. Kamashmal, the Chiddush is that no, even in such a case where the first and third he had a Machshava's Pigel and the middle one he didn't, we still say Al Das Rishayna Hu Isa, and it's considered like a Machshava's Pigel the entire time, and therefore it's Pigel. So actually, his Braisa could be like the way Rish Lakish explained, Rameir. However, Maska Rashi, Rashi asks on this, Midi Shasa Ketani, does it say anywhere in the Braisa that he was quiet? It didn't say that. So how could you give us explanation? Elam Ravashi, rather Rashi explains differently. Hachmaiskin, what are we talking about over here in the Braisa? Kigon Shapigel Rishayna Ubishniya Ubishlishes. It's where he actually had a Machshava's Pigel by the first Avos Adam, second set, and by the third set, just not by the fourth set. What's the fourth set? So we mentioned before that there is a Shita, that there's a fourth set, which is the application done on the top of the Mizbeach Hazav. Namely, according to this Shita, the Matnas Dam done on the four corners of the Mizbeach Hazav is considered the third one, and the Matana is done on the top of the Mizbeach are considered the fourth one. And he didn't have a Machshava Pigel by the fourth one. And the Chiddush is, Malutem, you might have thought, that if it's really true, like Rish Lakish is saying in Shitas Rameir, that everything he's doing is Al Das Rishayna, why does he have to have Machshava's Pigel by each and every one, by numbers 2 and 3? If he already had it by one, why do you have to have Machshava by 2 and 3? Kamashmal, and the Chiddush is that it doesn't make a difference, that even though we had a Machshava's Pigel by 1, 2, and 3, and he didn't have one by 4, not a problem. Call Isa Al Das Rishayna Isa, and it's still Pigel. And so here we have another explanation of how the Braisa could still be like the way Rish Lakish explained Rav Meir. However, Membezon Bez on the top of the Gemara asks, Vaha Bain Bain Ketani. The Braisa had said, Bain this, Bain that, which is Mashma, that he had a Machshava's Pigel either by the first one, or by the second one, or by the third one. And that would mean that he didn't have a Machshava's Pigel by number 1, as we can't necessarily say, Call Isa Al Das Rishayna Isa. The Gemara says, Kasha, you're right. That is a good question. And we go back to the beginning of the Braisa, and we ask based off of our Havamina. What was the Havamina? So again, the Braisa had said that if he had a Machshava's Pigel by the first one, second one, or third one, that is Pigel according to Rav Meir, which would mean that Rav Meir holds that Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir. The question is as follows. Amar Meir, we had said in the Braisa, Rav Meir tells us, Pigel v'chayav v'nol v'kares, that is Pigel won't be chayav kares for eating from it. Here's the question. Michti, let's see. Kares lo mechayav achikavu kol matirav. One could only be chayav kares for eating from a pigel carbon if all the matirin, meaning if the entire avoida was continued and done properly. Dar Meir stated, we learned this earlier, Kartzai's kasher, Kachartzai's pasul, the same way to make a carbon kasher, that's called the ritzui of the carbon, so too that's the way to make a carbon pasul. Mahartzai's kasher, Achikavu kol matirav, just like if we want to make a carbon kasher, we want to have a proper ritzui, all the matirin have to be done properly, Afartzai's pasul, so too, in order to make a carbon pasul properly, meaning if we want it to be properly pigel, Achikavu kol matirav, all the matirin have to be brought. Here's the question, Malkimin chashebe befnim, pasulay, since he had an improper machshava with it inside, meaning while he was doing the avos adamus carbon, he had a machshava psula, he had a Machshava's Pigel, so that passels the Dam itself, and therefore when he continues the Avoida, command the Loy Adi Dami, it's as if he didn't sprinkle it because it's passel, so it's like he's sprinkling passel blood, and then Kihadr Madi Behechel, when he now sprinkles it in the Hechel, Maya Ba'amahu Dekadi, it's like sprinkling just water, and therefore the carbon shouldn't be considered Pigel at all, because when he's sprinkling the blood, it's passel blood, and we know that when a person sprinkles passel blood, it's a whole carbon's passel, which would mean Mimelo that it's not Pigel. Now let's just pause here to explain, and Rashi says the following in one short line, it just requires a little bit more explanation. This begs a very important question, because in essence, it seems to be the Gemara suggesting right now that a carbon can't really ever be pigel, due to the fact that when a machshava's pigel is had, that automatically pasels the dam, and then when the zrika is done, it's being done with pasel blood, paseling the carbon, but not making a piggle. Now, obviously, that can't be true, because the Torah says that there's something called piggle. So what's the Gemara suggesting over here? And the answer is that we have to understand the difference between regular piggle and this case that the Gemara is asking on. In a classic case of piggle, although yes, the dam is technically pasel the moment he has this improper machshava, nonetheless, the pasuk tells us that as long as he continues doing the avodah as it should be done, the dam remains kosher in as much as that the carbon is going to be piggle. But here, the Gemara is asking, since even the machshava's piggle wasn't done properly, because it was done on only part of the matir, so then we should fall back on what we just said before and say that the dam is pasel, memela its zrika should be considered like nothing, and the carbon shouldn't be piggle at all. So Rabbi, he explains, you're right, that's a good question, and therefore, it must be that this is referring to a unique case. Mishkachas la barba parim b'dal se'irim. We can find this referring to where there was four bulls and four se'irim. Again, we're talking about Yom Kippur Avoida, and after every single set of Avoidas Hadam was done perfectly fine, the blood spilled, and we had to shecht a new carbon and then do the next Avoidas Hadam, and then that spilled, and then we had to shecht a new carbon and do the next Avoidas Hadam. So when he did Avoidas Hadam in the Kodesh Kedoshim, that was done fine with no machshavas piggle, and then it spilled on the floor, and then he shechted a new carbon, and then did the Matnez Dam towards the Paroichas, so on and so forth. And that requires four bulls and four se'irim. And here, if he had a machshavas piggle by one of them, so it's considered like he did the entire Avoidas Hadam with this machshavas piggle, because since the next set of Avoidas Hadam he's doing with a totally different animal, the one that he had a machshavas piggle regarding is considered like he had this machshavas piggle regarding the entire matir, and so we just found a way out of the question. Now Rav Amar, he says, afilu tam par echad usar echad, you could even say this referring to was just one par and one sar, and it was only by one set that he had a machshavas piggle. Nonetheless, it's not a problem. Pigula meratze, it's still meratze in regards to the piggle. In other words, Rav is saying simply that even though he had piggle machshava by only part of Avodas Hadam, and yes, that's considered chatzi matir, nonetheless, the blood is not considered pasul in as much as pasulim it because of piggle, and therefore, as long as he continues doing that voida perfectly fine with no other machshavas, then it is considered piggle. Now we just talked about something that was mentioned all the way at the beginning of the brisa, at the top of the previous amud. We had said our bayim v'shalosh that there's 43 matnez dam of the korbanos of Yom Kippur. We need to explain what they were when we had mentioned that. Ask Gemara Vatan, you have a brisa that says arbayim v'sheva, there's 47 matnez dam. The Gemara says now hakaman to amar ma'arvin lekronos, but hakaman to amar in ma'arvin lekronos. Our version of the brisa is according to Manda Amar that we're ma'ariv, we mix the blood together for the applications on the kronos, and therefore it's 43. And the second brisa we just quoted is according to Manda Amar that in ma'arvin lekronos, that we do not mix the blood of the par and the sar together when doing those applications on the kronos. Memela, there's an extra four because there's four for the par and four for the sar, that makes it a total of 47. Ask the Gemara about time you have different brisa, arbayim v'shmoneh, that's just 48. The Gemara answers hakaman to amar shirayim ma'akvin, hakaman to amar ain't shirayim ma'akvin. That's according to the Manda Amar that shirayim are ma'akiv, that the remnants of blood, the leftover blood after all the hazois have to be poured on the base of the Mizbeach, and therefore that's 48. Whereas our brisa is according to the Manda Amar that ain't shirayim ma'akvin, and even if they're not poured on the base of the Mizbeach, not a problem. So there's no seer with that brisa either. Now continue asking Arish Lakish, Meisvei stated in a brisa how carbon mincha can be piggle even though there was just a machshava by the koimetz and not the levina. So the brisa says medvar rim, when was it stated? B'kmitza, if he had the machshava by the kmitza, or b'matan kli, when he was taking the kmitza and putting it into the kli shares, or ubehiluch, when he was bringing it to the mizbeach. All these line up with the similar avodas to shchita, kabbalah, and haylacha of dam of a regular carbon, and there's nothing to do with levina over here. Aval bala aktara, but when it comes to aktara of him putting the kmitza on the mizbeach, nasan akaimus machshava ves alvain b'shtika, if he put the koimetz on the mizbeach with the machshava pigol, but when he put the levina on, he was quiet, he didn't have any intention. Where he put the kmitza down b'shtika, and when he did the levina, he had a machshava pigol. So Meir Amir says pigol v'chavon al karis, it's pigol and yitzchayv karis. There's v'chamer and v'cham say ain by karis. There's no karis ad shifag b'chol matir until he had a machshava pigol by the entire matir, so they have to be by both the kaimitz and the levina. Now k'tani miyad. Anyway, what does the brassa teach us in the second case? Es hakaimitz b'shtika, the kaimitz was done b'shtika. He had no improper machshavas. Ves halavina b'machshava, and the levina was done with improper machshava. Upalagin or Meir argues over there, and this has to be because he holds mefaglan b'chatzi matir, and not like what Yerush Lakish explains that he holds kol aisa das rishayna aisa, because what was his das rishayna? Shtika, he was quiet. It was only by the second thing, by the levina, that he had a machshava pigol. So this has to be not like Yerush Lakish. The Gemara tries to answer that Emo, I'll really say that no, what the Brisa means to tell us is kvar nosan sa levina machshava, that he already put the levina down with a machshava pigol, and then he did the kaimitz b'shtika, and that's why it's possible. As the Gemara chada, first of all, the hainu resha, that's the same exact thing as the resha. The resha said he did the kaimitz with the machshava and the levina b'shtika, and so what do you gain in the seifa by saying that he did the levina with the machshava and the kaimitz b'shtika? That's the same exact case. But item furthermore, hatanya v'acharkach, the Brisa tells us very clearly, and afterwards, after he did the kaimitz b'shtika, then he did the levina b'machshava. So there's no way to get out of this Brisa. The Gemara says, Kashi, you're right, this is a good question on the way Rish Lakish explains Shitzas Rav Meir. We're going to stop here for a day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss with the new Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.